The ACLU and Lambda Legal are filing a revised lawsuit that says transgender people in North Carolina are still harmed under the law that replaced HB 2. WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports.
The revised lawsuit takes aim at HB 142, which replaced HB 2 in April. The suit contends that not only is the new law vague, but it also violates equal protection under the Constitution by temporarily forbidding local governments from approving non-discrimination ordinances until December of 2020 that might address discrimination against LGBT people. Chris Brook with the North Carolina ACLU announced the revised lawsuit at a press conference this morning.
When you have an ambiguous, vague statute like 142, and you have some of the most powerful members of the legislature saying that trans folks using the right restroom could result in criminal sanction, then you have a statute that's void for vagueness and can't survive scrutiny under the 14th Amendment.
The lawsuit has added to its list of defendants Attorney General Josh Stein and Governor Roy Cooper. That's in addition to Republican legislative leaders who originally spearheaded the passage of HB 2 and later its repeal and replacement with HB 142. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacnell.